Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller. Both guys were there at the indoor practice and pads. And guys, I want to ask you, to both of you, this question. I know we saw it in the past, not so much under Dennis Allen, but with Coach Payton, he ran a lot of four-minute drill. In essence, you got the ball with 4 minutes left.
Right.
And okay, you're trying to score, but you're also trying to take the tick-tock off the clock. You don't want to give nobody else any time anymore to come back and get you. And what you were talking about today, a minute 45. So that is what Kellen Moore was doing today with a minute 45 and one timeout.
Well, we still have a lot of camp left, but we're not there yet. We're doing baby steps, Mike.
I got you. No, that's why I'm asking.
You know, we're trying to get a drive together. and not go backwards. Hopefully, do I look at it? Try to look at the glass half full. I said maybe under Coach Daly, our defense is going to come together, and maybe our defense the expectations will be better than they were last year, because there's nowhere to go really but up.
You talk about vocal guys. You know, we were saying with Kool-Aid. Man, oh man, I'll tell you what, Chase Young has been really active out there too, hooting and hollering and being in the ref's ears as well.
And that's unusual for him.
Right.
Because he's not been a real vocal guy.
He grabbed the flag from the ref's pocket today even and threw it on the ground.
Mike, he seems like he has the enthusiasm. And if I can recall, he said, what was his highest sack total? As a rookie, what was it?
That's a rookie, yes.
Yeah, what did he have? Right on the edge of almost having 10 sacks.
He didn't get 10.
Eight and a half or something like that.
To that range,
Mike, I think what he had last year, four. He's going to double that.
Five and a half last year.
But he had a ton of pressures.
Right. Yeah.
He just didn't close the deal.
I could see that counting on him, and I know the team is, that not only to keep getting those pressures, but hitting double-digit sacks. So having 10 or 11 sacks, because he's always putting pressure. You know, and a lot of times, do they blow the play dead? Did you get a sack or not? Because you're not taking the quarterback down. So a couple of downs, at times, he's telling Kellen Moore, like, oh, man, that'd have been a sack.
Yeah.
That play doesn't count. You know, so that's good for the defense.
Yeah, right.
Now, not so much good for the offense. But they've kind of traditionally, you know, what they've done is, like, team periods. Like today, like 7-on-7 on the Sean, and then, you know.
We had no sevens today.
Team, and then red zone team, and then the two-minute. But, Mike, that four-minute offense, that is important how you close out games. Because I told you that drill which Sean would do in a number of efficient offenses, if you can run that four-minute offense and your opponent's thinking, man, we're right there, one score, we can win this game, but they don't get the ball back. That is so discouraging when you want to stop them, but you can't stop them. And then the team you're trying to stop, let's say like it's 4 minutes and something, and you might be winning by two or three, four, whatever it might be. You know, oh, we got to get the ball back and we score, we're going to win.
You drain that clock.
But you don't have to score. You just go all the way down and you do like win the game play. When the quarterback gets in the huddle and he just kneels down. Mike, because they have no timeouts or anything.
You know, for the
that's the most discouraging, humbling thing when that happens.
That's horrible. When you're trying to stop them and they're running the clock out. At the Louisiana line camp, we had a number of the coaches from the Kansas City Chiefs on defense. And, man, they was all bitching about one thing. Man, we hate that four-minute offense drill. And he said, Andy runs it and runs it and runs it. And, okay, with Mahomes – man, he was he knows what to do with it, and then he don't leave you no clock left. That's the worst part.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what's also the worst part, and I think you see this with Kellen, and they had the confidence, when you're running four-minute offense now, the game's close, now depending on the field position. But when Mike, you're looking at it, okay, not only do I have three downs to get 10 yards, we have four downs.
Four, yep.
And you know, like, oh, shoot, it's like the tush push. Here it comes. Oh, and then you got to eat up your timeouts, or we have no timeouts left, and then the game's over. You know, that's discouraging. We're not there yet, you know, but that's when you ultimately know you're clicking is when the defense, they know they have to stop you, but they just can't.
What was interesting today, too, guys, there was a roster move with the Saints. They brought in a third punter in Kai Kroger. Hunter Decker is the fourth string quarterback. He has been let go, but just curious to me that we have
three punters now in camp. Yeah, so what did Coach Moore, he gave some political answer. I don't know. It's like,
we're just trying to find, you know, who works best for us.
Yeah, one of those like.
Okay, who's doing the holding for the kicker? Is it the punter, Burnham?
Oh, yeah.
Burnham is doing the holding, right?
Yes, he was holding today.
Okay, that tells me the story.
Well he was
not doing, good news for Hayball then.
Well, no, it isn't.
He was doing the holding, and a group he's not missing.
Right.
That's even more important.
And then the kicker's like, I hope this guy can punt because I really like him as the holder because you're not going to have a guy on the team. Oh, I made the roster. I'm a holder. You know, you got to do more than one thing. So,
but, Bob, at one time, I know you played. Martin was unbelievable. But at one time, I know John
Fulton had a bunch of holders.
He said, Mike, they had a bunch of holders. It wasn't just the punter. Like he said, it depended on who Martin liked the most hold for him because 4K told me that he held for a while with Martin.
Yeah, he held Brian Hansen. When you play 25 years, you got a lot of different holders, Mike.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that the holder has no say-so.
Yep.
It's whatever, how the kicker wants it, how he wants the ball. And so you have to bow down and do what he says. Do you know what's crazy, Mike? I'm playing quarterback my senior year on, you know, high school and all that. I've never held in my life.
That was going to be the next thing I ask you. Did you ever hold?
No, I never held because I was always playing. You know, the starting quarterback don't hold. You know, that the extra point, you know, they don't do that. Think about, can you imagine, just look around the NFL. I think even in, maybe not in high school, but I know like college and all that, it's never.
Never the starter.
Like Nussmeier, he's not holding for the LSU kicker, right?
No, it's the punter.
I mean, I'm sure Drew Brees probably did everything. But you know, when you think about it, you don't see Pat Mahomes holding. You know, that'd be a red flag. Go, Pat Mahomes holding. That's a trick play.
Yeah. I thought maybe you did it in high school.
No. I went from free safety to starting quarterback. So
okay.
So my guy,
guys,
I'll
throw y'all a trivia question. We're talking about field goals. You know how many 50-yard or more field goals were made? I did a little research. I got a little time on my hands now. So how many field goals of 50 yards or more were made last year in the NFL? Now remember, 17-game season. How many you think were made?
I think, Mike, now I'm just guessing here, speculating, that I would think if it's in the conversation, if not the most, it's probably one of the most, because now it's almost like, well, hell yeah, you better make it between 40 and 50 yards. And the way the kickers are now in the profession, like especially 50 to 55, they looking at that, we got to make that. Almost like a 45-yard or something.
234.
234
field goals were made from 50 yards or more. And you know what the percentage on those 50-yard-plus field goals were? Almost 72%. 71.7. Man, it's like it's almost routine now. Don't we see a 55, a 58-yard field goal in, I'm not saying every game, but almost every game.
Well,
somebody lines up for one.
Well, Mike, it's like, oh, you know, I hope he makes it. You're almost like, oh, we're going to make this. Because even it could be for us or against us, like particularly against us. That Korean kicker for the Falcons?
Yeah.
You remember when he's kicking a 50-something yarder, you're like all ticked off. Like, man, we let him get too close. He'll make that. And when you know it, he makes it. Now, he had a little slump last year, But you know what I'm talking about, those game-winning kicks?
Koo, yeah.
Yeah, Koo. Yeah, Tefu, Koo.
But, man, can he kick. I know he went through a little slump, but, man, I'd want him on my football team. That was Bobby's Notebook, and it was brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.